So, a compliment is like a kiss through a veil.
Nice. I like it.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A compliment is like a kiss through a veil. Yes. This has a lot of innuendos to it, a lot of concepts to it. Now, a compliment is a happy remark that you make about another person. And I might say, Anthony, you are a fine wizard on the computer. Every day you're getting better and better and better, and you're showing that magic of genius is within you, and it's very wonderful. And Anthony says, thanks, Herb. That's like a compliment through a veil. You know? And I say, well, what do you want me to do, Anthony? Give you a computer? He says, well, that's a good start, you know. He says, that's a very real attitude that you believe that I'm a good computer person. All right, Anthony, I'm giving you a computer. Now, what do you say loud enough so it can be heard?
Thank you.
That's right. You say thank you. Now, that begets other lovely things from time to time, doesn't it? Yes. But you see, a compliment, words are like a veil, a kiss through a veil. It's not the real thing, but it's nice, you know. It's a happy, happy remark. It's a happy stance. But when you have the real thing, that's it. When, like we told the story about Anthony, when he was such a nasty little boy, and he was coming home from school, and he had been just so terrible, and the teachers in school said they were going to kick him out if he didn't shape up and ship, you know, put together his act. And so Anthony came home, and his mother was about ready to pull her hair out. And he came walking in the door, and his mother was just about ready to receive him when the phone rang. And the phone said, Mrs. Joyce? And she says, yeah. She says, you have just won $30 million. And she says, well, thank you. Wow. And she hung up the receiver. And then Anthony walked in the door, that miserable little kid who wasn't cooperating with anybody and being a pain in the neck to everybody. And his mother said, Anthony, come here. And Anthony came over, expecting to get a punch in the nose, and she grabbed him and held him in her arms and hugged him and said, I love you, 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 I love you. And he looked at his mother and says, Mom, what's going on here, you know? And his mother says, I love you, I love you, I love you. Anthony says, I don't mind, really, I don't mind, but I'm just curious, you know? And she says, Anthony, go change your clothes. You know, it's raining outside and you got all wet, so go change your clothes. And we're going to go over to the computer store and buy that new computer that you wanted, loaded from head to toe with everything, every game that could ever delight your heart and soul. And we're going to get that new music system that you want that makes music so loud that the roof keeps going up and down, you know. And we're going to get you that whole new system and set up and everything else. So, Mom, are you all right? And then Anthony quickly says, yes, I'll go. And he went up to his room, into his room, and changed his clothes and got out. And his mom took him to the store. And at the store, she bought everything he wanted and didn't say a thing about the money because it wasn't hers yet. She couldn't say anything about it. But she said, what the heck? He's my son. I can afford it. And so they bought all these goodies and brought them home. And then when they came home, her husband had just got home. This is a story. Her husband just got home, and so she gave her husband a big kiss, and she said, dear, the house just isn't the same when you're not around. You are such a love. And then she went about doing her thing, and then the husband turned to Anthony and said, son, is your mother all right? And he says, I don't know, but I like it. And the husband says, well, I do too, but I don't know, you know, what to expect. And so that evening at dinner, she made a super dinner, you know, candles on the table and everything. And they all had a wonderful conversation. They talked together at the dinner table. Can you imagine that? And had a wonderful conversation about everything and nothing, you know. And then the days went on. and each day and each night with her husband, each day and so forth, the relationship became stronger and stronger and stronger. She didn't say anything about the money because she hadn't got it yet. But then Anthony went to school, a new boy. You know, he was a new person, and he walked into the school, and the teacher was ready to paste him because he had such a mean little brat before. And Anthony had that angelic look on his face, and his teacher thought, "My God, what happened? Did your, you know," she didn't say it out loud, "but did your mother give you some medicine or something?" You know, and this continued day after day, and his grades went from vroom, straight up to the top and stayed at the top. Because he always was a genius, it's just that he wasn't motivated. And the days went by, and the days went by, and the relationship became more and more perfect. Now, if the money never came, Anthony's mother learned how to unconditionally love, and Anthony's and his father learned how to accept unconditional love. And the relationship of that family was just like the most beautiful experience that you could ever have in the world. Now, you see, to say, "Anthony, I love you," or to say, "Sweetheart, you make my day," you know, when you're here, the house just seems to be filled with energy and power, you know, good stuff. Mm-hmm. And those are good things. Those are good things. But then to follow that with action, to follow that with a life that expresses that sort of thing, you see, that's the compliment, is to say, you know, "You're great," but then to mean it. Mm-hmm. With unconditional love, never waiting for them to respond and say thank you, because there is no thank you for a compliment.
You're welcome.
There is no thank you for a compliment. A compliment is like a kiss through a veil. It is there, it is gentle, it is subtle, but it's not the real thing. The real thing is when you have that unconditional love that shines on through, and you just snuggle, and there's the feeling of rightness, the feeling of goodness, the feeling of perfection that you could never have had any other way. You understand? It is something inconceivable. You cannot describe unconditional love. You cannot even say, I'm going to unconditionally love you, you know, because nobody knows what it means. Because what it means is there is no past. There's no remembrance of any day past. There's no remembrance of anything before. It is only in this moment that I love you. Only in this moment I think you're the greatest being on the face of the earth. Only in this moment that our relationship is so fantastic. There is no word to describe it. It's just so fantastic, you know. And that's really unconditional love. And that is the other part of the compliment, as a kiss through the veil. That's the real thing. When we learn to even come close to that. Not because we got the $30 million, as you noticed, she never even mentioned it to anybody in the family because she didn't get the check yet, you know. And you don't tell people you're going to get it, because then they'll want to spend it before it's there too. And it's bad enough that she went out and spent it, but hey, she could afford it, you know. And so everything was in divine order. Your mother could afford it, Anthony. See, so everything was in divine order. And this is how we want to learn how to be lovers, to be unconditional lovers with no past, no future, no present, just this individual moment right now. It's the only thing that counts, the only thing that makes any difference in our life. And when we can love like that, without expecting love back, without expecting a gift or a thank you, or without expecting appreciation, I love Rex because I love him, you know what I mean? And Rex can never show me the appreciation that I show him. But, of course, I can never show him the appreciation that he shows me. Because he has his in such a special, wonderful, wonderful, fantastic way. And like last night, your mom sat on the couch there. And Rex jumped up behind her. And then he cricked his neck around to put his head on her shoulder so that he could be nose to nose with her. And say, "Rhonda, you're okay. For a cat woman, you're okay." But you see, that's showing love in a way that, you know, there's no words to describe that either, because how can you say he put his head around your shoulder, around your neck, and put it on your shoulder? He did something that was specific and unique for that one moment, you know, and so very precious. And this is the way we want to learn to love. in such a precious, beautiful way. Well, my beautiful ones, have a lovely day, and come up with your own instant illuminations. You'll find they're exciting and wonderful and fun, too. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.